Speaking of new cherries, there'll be a new cherry at Fremantle. New coaching structure will be taking place after yesterday they announced that Ross Lyon would no longer be the coach. And, of course, their assistants are all on notice as well. So it could be a whole new panel at Freo. One man who knows Ross better than most is Brendan Goddard, part of our crew here on The Breakfast Club, who joined us on a Wednesday morning. G'day, BJ.
Morning, all. How are we?
We're going very well, thank you. You've had a bit to say in the last 12 hours or so. They've come to you thick and fast for feedback on Ross, so we thought we'd join the roster. Pardon the pun. He looked very relaxed yesterday, Ross. Do you reckon, is that just Ross? Because obviously a tumultuous decision and big occasion in his coaching career. Is that just Ross, or do you think he's at peace with the world and he's perhaps got his eye on something else?
Peace with the world. I'm not sure about that, but we've seen Ross at his feisty best or his sarcastic best. Particularly in the post-match press conferences. But, you know, it was good to see. He summed it up pretty well, I thought. So, and he added the Rossisms. He reeled off a few others from a few other people. But there's a bit of sarcasm in there. So we saw it all yesterday from Ross. But he seemed to be in a pretty good place.
Yeah, he did. He seemed very relaxed. BJ, I know you've spoken about it already, but do you think he'll coach again? Is that an easy question or a difficult question?
Well, it's difficult because there's obviously one job in particular that's up for grabs. But I did say yesterday that it'd be silly not to at least go through the process with Ross again because of his credentials and what he's done. And then I said there's got to be a right fit not only for St Kilda but also Ross as well. So whether they want to go down the process to begin with and then just tick that box, or whether they just think straight off the bat that there's no need to even interview him or speak to him in some way. So I think you've got a guy now who's on the market, and he hasn't ruled out coaching, but there's some word this morning about potentially staying in football but not coaching. But you've seen his language change in the last couple of weeks, so whether he's saw the writing on the wall before this actually happened yesterday, time will tell. But you've got arguably one of the best couple of coaches in the league and in the last decade available, so you'd be silly not to think that there'll be a few teams out there that are contemplating at least talking to Ross anyway and going down that path.
BJ, there's been so much talk about his relationships with the athletes and whether that's good or bad. How much of an emphasis does he put on that side of things as a coach as opposed to that kind of hard-nosed tactical side of it?
I can't exactly answer that, to be honest, Sherelle, but I think what we've seen in the last couple of years, and I've spoken about it with a couple of old teammates, that there's definitely a softer side to Ross now. And there was a game in particular, in Perth, and Fremantle won, but he came out on the ground and publicly was hugging the players. I think there was even a kiss on the head to one or two of them, and a couple of us past players actually jokingly said the next week that we never saw that from Ross in our time playing under him. So there's definitely a change in Ross. And Ross is smart. Like, he evolves with the game plan, coaching tactics, the way he coaches, the way he builds his relationships. So obviously there's a change in the way, and what I'm referring to, trying to say, is the Gen Z have come on board. There's a different way to approach them and deal with them, and the relationships with players are a little bit different. So he's evolved, and it's certainly from the outside, just of what I've seen personally, he's definitely evolved that side of his game, and he's not as probably as hard-nosed as he used to be, I think.
Do you think, you mentioned before that there is discussion about him being involved in footy and it's not necessarily coaching. Do you think that's what he would prefer, or would he prefer, do you think, to coach, if he's going to stay in footy, to coach?
I'm not sure. I think it'd be great, obviously, in either role, but I know he's always said that he's not a career coach.
Yep.
So what that means, I'll let him explain. So whether he still stays in the footy bubble and goes down that kind of coach's coach, so to speak, role, or I don't know if it's a football manager or a leadership role within footy clubs, but he's still got too much to offer, in my opinion. So that's why I just think it'd be naive and silly just for clubs that not to just at least have a chat to him and see where he's at. And as we know, there may be a couple other coach changes and sackings in the next couple of weeks or in the next month or two. So at least they should start the process now, knowing that there's nothing holding him back and he's openly on the market.
Is he misunderstood, or what you see is what he is?
Oh, no, no, he's very misunderstood. I think he's always been a little bit guarded towards the media and in the public eye. And obviously, like, he's not going to keep everyone happy. So there's going to be some players that he rubs up the wrong way because he's very demanding on himself, players and coaches. But he doesn't ask anyone to do anything that he's not already doing or willing to do himself. So he's a workaholic. He's arguably the first one in there, the last one out, that kind of mentality. So he's always been a bit guarded. So what you see from the exterior is not the real Ross. But yeah, I guess you get that, you know, with most sports and most coaches. So most of the players that in St Kilda's era, especially that core group, have got a great relationship with him. But as I said, there's going to be a few players that he's not their cup of tea. So he's going to rub a few up the wrong way. But majority of what I know, and to answer a bit of your question before, Sherelle, about losing the players, I haven't heard from anything about, I've only heard praise from Fremantle players, current and past, of what Ross did at that footy club, because I obviously know personally what he did at St Kilda and the relationships he had.
Well, no better person to ask about with Ross than you. We appreciate your time, BJ. Look forward to chatting soon.
Thanks all. Have a good day.